We have four basic tastes, or maybe it's even five. It's all a bit confusing, and that's why we're going off menu. Umami. It's that tiny Japanese word that keeps creeping into our everyday life. What is it exactly? Google it and you'll find 100 different definitions. Most focus on this fullness factor. Essentially, it's what makes things taste more savory, full, meaty. A long-lasting, mouth-watering, coating sensation over the tongue, as Wikipedia puts it. Where does it come from? A lot of people dispute it even exists. The researchers do seem to have narrowed it down to the way our tongues react to glutamates. Not sure what that is? You're probably familiar with monosodium glutamate. That's MSG. It has a terrible reputation here in North America. In Australia, there have even been studies on this so-called Chinese restaurant syndrome. Trust me, that is worth looking up. Suffice it to say, nothing has ever been proven. But umami isn't just MSG. You'll find it in tons of ingredients. Fish sauce, soy sauce, and all kinds of fermented goodies. Cured meats, anchovy paste, and one of my favorites, Parmesan cheese. It also naturally occurs in some vegetables, tomatoes, spinach, and celery. And then there's mushrooms. That's why adding a touch here or there can make your dishes pop. So if you think something is missing, and you can't quite put your finger on it, it might be umami you're after.